was a really tough decision, as George said. They added a lot of value. It wasn't as if we don't have any talent at all on this team. We think we're in a building phase. We want to build off of what we have. It came down to this, that in the ultimate end, if you lose confidence in what the status quo is, then you realize in your heart that it's time to make a change. That's what happened.
What's this?
Aaron Cromer's contract was terminated today. George and I met with Aaron and told him that. All the other coaches we met with and the personnel folks, they've all been kept under contract. I believe the only individual that doesn't have a contract for next season is Matt Kavanaugh. We have indicated to all of those folks that in the event that the new head coach or general manager wants to interview them, we'd like to give that new coach or general manager that opportunity. However, we're not going to stand in their way. If they have another opportunity elsewhere, then they'll go through the proper protocol, and those organizations, if there are some that want to hire or interview one of our current coaches or scouts, they will go through the proper protocol and notify me. When we get the head coach, and look, nobody played to the levels that we had expected this year, right, Rick? We're 5-11. That's what we are. We need to be better. And at the ultimate end, whoever the head coach and GM are, they're going to have the decisions to make as to who best fits our team at any position.
The balance swung overwhelmingly in favor of doing the right thing. The money wasn't a factor. We decided to do what was best for the Bears, regardless of the money situation. Every loss is dispiriting, but there wasn't one particular spot. We wanted to consider the entire body of work when making an important decision like this. Our family, first and foremost, our fans, so we take the losses hard, but we thought it would be a disservice to both Phil and Mark to make an emotional decision based on the result of just one game.
Well, it's not where we want to be. It's not where we want to be, or we wouldn't be here today. So we're expecting that gap, however large it is, it's hard to define that, Brad, to close and to close rapidly.
However you define it, Brad, we have to do better in our division. You have to be successful in your division if you want to win the Super Bowl. To make the playoffs, you have to control your division. So that'll be a priority going forward.
Look, this decision was really hard, okay? I don't regret the hiring of Phil or the hiring of Mark. They both brought a lot of positive attributes to Hallis Hall and to our team. It didn't work out. We didn't win, okay? This was Phil's third year. We didn't make the playoffs a single year. That was a problem, okay? So when did we realize it? George and I have been talking for a while now about what's the right decision. And like I said earlier, when you lose confidence in what the status quo is, you decide that change is for the best for the organization moving forward.
She's been very supportive. She agrees with the decisions that we've made. She's pissed off. I can't think of a 91-year-old woman that description would apply to, but in this case, I can't think of a more accurate description. She's been on this earth for 8 of the Bears' 9 championships, and she wants more. She feels that it's been too long since the last one. And that dissatisfaction is shared by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. She's fed up with mediocrity. She feels that she and Bears fans everywhere deserve better.